Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Egel, is beseeching Hashem to forgive Klal Yisrael. Ono, he says, Ono choto om hazeh chato gedoylo. They did this terrible chet. Ve'os ve'yasu lehem egel zohov, elohei zohov. They made this egel of zohov. So the Rabban says, there's a to'elis in midos. For who? Sheroi lo'odom kishe yoshuv mechetoi. It's appropriate when a person is doing tshuva from a chet. Sheyazkir hachet, he should have mentioned the chet. Ve'yeda ma'sheboi mehakoishi v'hagnus. And he will know and accentuate and focus and deeper appreciate what difficulty there was and how ugly it is. So in other words, the chet is more appreciated when you mention the chet. You say, oh, I did a chet. Meikra Adin, it says, you say chotosi, that could be a vidui. But l'chatchila, certainly to mention what the chet was, it creates a greater sense of awareness of how bad it was. This mentioning and focusing on the extent of the chet, how bad it was, will bring him that he'll have real charota in a beifin sholim, a true charota. Therefore, Moshe, kishabikesh sheyisa Hashem yisale chatos Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe said when he's asking Hashem to forbear, for overlook, or to forgive the chet of the egel that the Klal Yisrael did, he said, "Ono choto ho'am hazeh chato gedoylo," and they made them Elohei Zohov. So he expressed it in order to feel a deeper charota through the expression. V'zeh ki Moshe hoya omer elu hadvorim bavur Yisrael. Moshe was saying this for Klal Yisrael, not for himself. He wasn't involved in the chet egel. He was in Shomayim. V'hoya shaliach bein Hashem uveinayim, and he was a shaliach between Hashem, to go on their behalf to Hashem. Why? He was closer to Hashem. He just spent 40 days of Shomayim learning with him. He was closer, so therefore he was the shliach. Because he was closer, he was the shliach to evoke a forgiveness from Hashem to Klal Yisrael. It certainly seems a little bit strange, because he's talking about a person who's doing tshuva mechetoi from his own chet, he should remember how bad the chet was, so he feels more charota when he's doing tshuva. In reality, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the chet. It was the chet of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't his own chet. So he's acting as a shliach. And why is he a shliach? Because he's more korev to Hashem. Doesn't even seem to be he's the manig, therefore he has the right to be a shliach. Maybe a manig is a din of arvus. Maybe everybody could be that. But he was more korav l'Hashem. And because of that, he acted as the shliach to beg forgiveness. But he had to, but yet we're learning here the lesson that a person should feel, should delineate, or should express the ugliness of the chet, so he will invoke in himself a greater sense of charota. When Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not the chote, and it was not his charota that he did, but he was only acting on their behalf, yet deeper realization of the ugliness of the chet seemed to be critical for him in asking forgiveness from Klal Yisrael as their shliach, even though the chet was not his at all, and the only reason that he's asking forgiveness rather than they themselves is because he was more korav l'Hashem. So it sounds like that, I mean, a very, very interesting concept that we can beseech Hashem on behalf of others, of Klal Yisrael. Now there's a tzora going on in the world, in Eretz Yisrael, even in other places, and there's no doubt that it has to do with the fact that Klal Yisrael has not been living up to the standards that we're supposed to live up to. You know, that's ein misa b'loy chet. There's something is wrong. As a group, as individuals, whatever it may be, not getting into this whole parsha, well, the maisa, there's yisurim boi lalov, yefashrish b'masov. There's something that it's the yisurim are attributable to. So here, it seems that we may also be, if we're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than others that are sinning, we may also be in a position to beseech Hashem to prevent them from the tzoras. And to do that properly, seems from here, that we have to internalize in ourselves how bad it is, so that we should feel the charoto that they really should feel, but that they can't, or that they don't, or they may not, I don't know. But if we are beseeching and feeling how bad it is, and feeling, oh, we feel so bad that it's happening, even though I didn't do it, maybe I could have done more to prevent it, I don't know. But that seems to be the formula for turning to Hashem, to ask Hashem to forgive us, and that seems to be our achrayus, or would be the achrayus of anyone who's closer to Hashem than anyone else. I think what this means is a new dimension in being mispalel for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, that we really should be thinking, not just, oy, there's a tzara, but we should be thinking, there's a cause for the tzara. And tzara is obviously on some level related to Yisurin Boyin Olov, that not acting properly. And we should then, according to this, focus on how terrible it is. How terrible it is to be Machal Shabbos. How terrible it is to eat tarfus. How terrible it is not to learn. How terrible it is not to have any act of Yiskashrus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to put on tefillin, not to do mitzvahs, to be in a matzav where two young people could say they realize their life is in danger, and the only Yiddish avort, the only word they knew to say was Sefer Torah, and they had to repeat it again and again and again and again because they didn't know. And Hashem, they didn't know what that is, who that is, they didn't know anything. So if that's the matzav, if we feel if we focus on how bad their matzav is, and how much of a gnai it is, and therefore how bad we feel so bad for that matzav. I don't know where acharota comes in, but certainly to that level that we can of, it's so terrible. Then who knows? That may be a formula to bring about a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Maybe when we say every day Slach lonu avinu ki chotonu, it's in Loshon Rabbim. It's not only personal, so it's about everybody's chet. Maybe we have to think of the dimensions of the chet and how bad we feel and how terrible it is and how much I mischaret that such a thing takes place even though I'm not responsible and maybe I could have done more to prevent. Maybe we could have. There could have been more Kiddush Hashem in the world and it would have affected them. And those feelings seems are realistic, are legitimate, and maybe are critical. That seems to be the lesson. Are critical not only for our own chatoim, but even to be mispalel on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael. If we're in a matzav of closest to Hashem, we sit 40 days and 40 nights in the Beis Medrash. No, we sit hopefully more than 40 days. How many nights? But lemaisa, that seems to be a means that we could actually effectuate an effect that Moshe Rabbeinu actually did effectuate, the effect that Klal Yisrael was on a certain level, exonerated for this chet to some degree. Okay. Mm-hmm. One thing, the pasuk in Parshas Kisiso also, the Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Echanu and Erech Apayim, all the midas of Hashem. Abag says the Toelis is B'deus. What's a Toelis? For who? Lohidia Amitas Hashkocha V'chiyuva. To teach us the truth of Hashem's Hashkocha in the world. And chiyuva, I assume chiyuva means not our chiyuv, I'm not sure, but it's bo b'chiyuv, it's hamechuyeves, that the hashkocha is mechuyev. It comes automatically from this, v'hasoras hasfekus hanuiflis bo, and the removal of any sfekus that we might have about Hashem's hashkocha in the world. Is Hashem's hashkocha? Is it hashkocha? Is it an accident? Is it a mikra? Is it a nature, a coincidence and those things? It removes all sfeikus. Hashkocha becomes amitas hashkocha. How? As we mentioned, these toyarim, Hashem, midas harachamim kodem sheyechto, Hashem, midas harachamim lachas sheyechto v'yoshem, Kael, Yiskevish, Kas, Kedei L'Rachum, Rachum, Bechanun, Erech HaPayim, V'chulei. It says, That's when we mention these titles that we know Hashem is known as Rachum Chanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Noitz Chesel Alof Mechulei. He says that's Ka'omra Hashem Hashem Kerachum Chanun Kima Shebiarti Bekam Mashe Kodem Meinyonim. Okay, so it seemed to me something very interesting. The goal is Amitis Hashgocha. I should recognize that everything is Bahashgocha, that there's no sfeikus. Hashgochas Hashem is a reality, is the ultimate reality. How do I know it? Hashem, Hashem, Kerachom Vachanun. Sounds like the more that we can recognize the midas of Hashem, His rachamim, His chanino, that's matnas chinom, His arichas apayim, that's His patience, His rav chesed ve'emes, His noitze chesed la'alofim, noitze ovoin v'fesha, that He tolerates ovoin v'fesha v'chato v'chule. The more that we recognize that, automatically, we know the amitzas hashkocha, and the sfeikas disappear. If this little action that took place, is it an accident? Is it a coincidence? Or is it hashkocha? I now know it's hashkocha. How? Because I know Hashem, Hashem, kel rachom v'chanun erech apayim, rav chesed, eves, noitze chesed, la'alofim v'chulei. So the Teretz is a person has to, if he wants to appreciate the hashkocha process. It's not enough to have hashkocha protest contests. And everybody brings in stories of Hashgocha Protis. That's very nice, and it's very helpful, and it's very inspiring. But what really has to be the Amitis Hashgocha is only recognized when we realize who Hashem is. If we ponder the Amitis of Hashem, the extent of His Chesed, the extent of His Rachamim, the extent of His Chanino, the extent of His patience, the extent of His forgiveness, the extent of His Noitzeh Chesed La'alofim, just that, He repays even the slightest chesed to 2,000 generations of our descendants. When we fully deher in depth those concepts, then Hashgocha is poshut. That we see everything in the world, it could only be Hashgocha. And it's logical too, because if we know the extent of Hashem's Rachum V'Chanun, then of course He takes care of everything. Of course there's nothing too small. There's no number too small. There's no amount too small. There's no consideration too small. There's no feeling too small. There's nothing too small to be concerned to Hashem's Hashgocha if He's Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim, which means that as we wish and as we strive for ourselves and for others to inspire about the power and the effects, the awareness of Hashgocha Protis, we have to, at the same time, maybe even more at first, but we have to be able to introduce the Midas Hashem, have to be able to learn the first Perek in Toyma Dvoira, have to be able to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and otherwise we can't really appreciate the Hashgocha. And as long as we're here, I just wanted to mention one thing that connection between being Nena Misiv Hashchino and appreciating the Shleimus of Dveikus Bashem is so methodically and thoroughly expressed in the words of Mesilas Yeshorim. The Goyin said, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that Mesilas Yeshorim is the guidebook to Musa, to how a person achieves Shleimus. The Goyin said that if he was alive at the time, he passed away when the Goyin was very young. He says he would have traveled all the way, wherever he was in Italy, wherever, and just to learn by the feet of the Baal Mesilas Yeshorim. So I think we should realize that the Mesilas Yeshorim has this pathway to achieve the Shleimus, to remove the interference and the imperfections and to bring us to this deeper appreciation and connection to Hashem, which can change our whole lives and give us a broader perspective on life. And I think that we should take the time and the effort in the learning of Musar to internalize those values. I wish there would be more Musar Nispailus, where we really focus by ourselves and review it again and again and again and try to take the, as the Bali Musa used to say, from the intellectual Hakora to the furthest distance in the world, which is to penetrate the heart. And that could be so beneficial in everything that we do in life.